AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. First, it was Tennessee and the Carolinas, then the Mid-Atlantic region, and now New York and New Jersey are feeling the full force of a powerful snowstorm. It's already dumped close to 2 feet of snow along its way, and there's still snow falling. In New York, the governor has ordered everyone but emergency vehicles off the roads in the New York City area.
Unless it is truly an emergency, you should not be on the road.
And throughout the East, officials are urging people to wait for tomorrow before they even think about going out. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake.
While we're more prepared than we've ever been for a snowstorm, this storm of this magnitude requires patience.
Patience was about all some people had as they waited for crews to get them off interstates in Kentucky and Pennsylvania. Hundreds of vehicles were stranded in the storm overnight. Many are just now starting to move. This is a spokesman for the Pennsylvania Turnpike, which was closed in the Bedford area.
The Turnpike has already been closed in this area, so there's no additional traffic piling up in this area because we've been detouring traffic off around this area. So these, what I'm referring to are the folks who have been stranded on the turnpike overnight.
At least 10 deaths have been blamed on the weather, most of them from traffic accidents. While the East deals with the snowstorm, there's concern in California following the escape of three dangerous inmates. Orange County Sheriff's Department spokesman Jeff Halleck.
Last night at about 9 o'clock, we discovered that three inmates at the Central Men's Jail here at the Central Jail Complex were unaccounted for.
All three are charged with violent crimes, including torture and murder. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg may be thinking about running for president as an independent. Sources say he'll assess the race after the New Hampshire primary. He set a March deadline to decide whether to announce his candidacy. This is AP Radio News. Analysts have said that Donald Trump's rise in the polls is a reflection of dissatisfaction over the way the government works. A new AP poll tells us just what people are frustrated about.
An AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll found more than 6 in 10 people had only slight confidence, or none at all, that the federal government can make progress on issues like terrorism and health care. Those were the main issues about a third of those asked wanted to be addressed. There's no significant difference in the outlook between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats were more likely to consider gun control a priority. Republicans, the budget deficit. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Turkey and the United States are on the same page when it comes to the question of getting more support to Sunni Arab forces in Syria to cut off the Islamic State group's access to the Turkish border. At a news conference in Istanbul, Vice President Biden said cutting off that access is a priority for both of those countries. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.